Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
A great situation we had, and now we have the worst ever. I don't believe in the history of the world there's been a border like this, but we probably have 15 million people, and they come from places that you don't want to know about, and they're going to be big problems, and it's getting worse. It's migrant crime. It's a new category of crime, migrant crime. And I'm just demanding, as a citizen, I demand the border has to be closed. Our country cannot take it. No country could take it. It's not sustainable by any country.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff, instead of out talking about important things like that, President Donald Trump is going to find himself in a courtroom 4 days a week for the foreseeable future in New York. What a shame.
Oh, it's shocking. It's unbelievable this is where we are. But I will dare say that his campaign and he himself will turn this to his advantage. He's going to get unlimited press coverage. He's going to be able to expose this ridiculous case. Not only that, they're going to show that Michael Cohen perjured himself multiple times. We're not talking about a man who was honest and forthright with Congress, let alone in his own testimony during the previous hearings. With that, I despise how even my own network calls it hush money. There was never any money paid by Donald Trump to Stormy Daniels. It was paid to Michael Cohen for his legal fees. It was Michael Cohen's initiative to pay her. And in fact, Kellyanne Conway, who I do know, testified under oath that they never even knew about her till they got into the White House. And it was Cohen's initiative that he thought, let me pay this woman off to disperse any problems. I will tell you, did he not know who his boss is? His boss is not somebody to doggone pay off anybody if he's being falsely accused of anything.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, I pointed out this morning to Hans from Heritage that Bill Clinton paid Paula Jones $750,000 to go away. I mean, if that's not hush, that was back in 98, but if that's hush money, we're talking about $130,000. I mean, if she had anything on him, she would have demanded a lot more than $130,000.
Of course, absolutely. And again, this is also what's known as a nuisance complaint. This shouldn't even be going to the federal level in which it has. So let's say, hypothetically, that was the actual charges that were legitimate. It still doesn't belong in a courtroom of this magnitude or of this level. This is ridiculous. It's absurd. Meanwhile, Donald Trump will, and I guarantee he will be presenting his case forthright. But be prepared. Buckle up. It's a New York jury. And we speculate that he is just simply going to be swallowing this horribly. And the state will end up doing exactly what they did with the other case concerning his real estate. They will make him post so that he can appeal it, which is a massive amount of money again. Their whole goal isn't necessarily to win, but to drip, drip, drip his finances, cause this never-ending pain, basically death by a thousand cuts. But what they don't understand is this guy has the mastery of being able to heal literally overnight, and they're not going to get him with these paper cuts. He is, in fact, gaining more support because people know the absurdity of the situation.
That's what I wondered. If there's a conviction, do we think that he's going to get some of the independents to actually vote for him? Kind of like when he was indicted, he would raise more money, and I feel like his support grew. Or do you see this hurting him in any way?
No, the people that don't like Donald Trump, this isn't going to make or break their decisions on whether they like him or not. He is going to actually garner more and more support. He has garnered a lot of support from communities that they know that they have been marginalized by law enforcement. So let me point out something. Chris Christie used to brag about how he had like a 98% conviction rate. The more I've learned about how the legal system works, particularly through these cases with Donald Trump, you know why sometimes they have a 98% prosecution rate? Because people can't afford to defend themselves and stay in court and fight, and they settle. They settle and settle and settle so that they can get on with their life in some way, shape, or form. It doesn't mean that they had actually committed what they have been alleged to, but the cards are so stacked up against them with the endless funds that these prosecutors can go forward with. I had a friend of mine who went to federal prison, and I sat there in that courtroom, and it was a sham of a case, and they just could not fight the system. And it was so difficult to watch her go off to the Martha Stewart prison, where I drove off to visit her, and I was just stunned at how aggressive they are. Those prosecutors, if they decide the mark is on your head, they will find a way. And we've heard reports of that with the FBI setting people up, that they know that they can just put somebody in a perception of guilt among their peers, so to speak. Who's Donald Trump's peer on this doggone jury? Who are his peers?
Yes.
Give me a break. There won't be any peers.
It's a good point. Jesse Jane, thank you as always. Have a great week.
All right. Yeah, take the hill, motivators. It's going to be a long week. Joe Biden doesn't even know what country got attacked this weekend.
That's probably the truth. That is the truth.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.